What's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Theron's Thoughts. My name's Theron Shetty. These are my thoughts. Good morning. Hope you guys are doing well. It's a beautiful day here in Florida. I had a late night last night. I went to Side Splitters Comedy Club. They slotted me on the open mic. Now they slot me, which is good because I performed on their normal shows. So they know who I am, and they're just like, yeah, just come down, do whatever you want, which is nice to have, I guess. But I was inspired yesterday. I don't know how many people know about Mitch Hedberg. Mitch Hedberg was a comedian from, died at least, I don't know when, 10, 15 years ago. Couldn't have been that long. But he was definitely big in the 2000s, you know, that first decade. And he was a great joke writer. This guy was a big Letterman dude. He was on Letterman numerous times, but just very innovative, just his look, his style. And when I was a door guy at this comedy club in New York, he actually came through and I got to meet him in the stairwell, just like very briefly. I just said hi to him and kept walking. And I was like, oh my God, I met Mitch Hedberg. It was kind of cool. And then he, of course, for comedy fans, he died. It was injecting heroin or something. I don't know what happened. But I also heard he almost lost his leg injecting heroin. I mean, this is a dangerous... I don't want to make another vlog about drugs, but this is a dangerous profession sometimes. But I was watching his documentary. He's got a bunch of documentaries people made, and they were interviewing his wife or his girlfriend, the person he lived with, in some trailer. Not a trailer, but they had like this mobile home or something. She was talking about his writing process, his creative process, and she goes, you know, it was really important for Mitch to daydream, to carve out time during the day to daydream and come up with thoughts. And I don't really talk about my creative process too much, but that's a lot of it. Like, I have to carve out like at least an hour a day where I just sit and I literally sit right here and I just stare into space. But my mind can like rotate through, like, it's like a Rolodex. I just go through like ideas. That's my process. I don't really do anything with a pen, and then I have my phone, and then I just, you know, jot ideas, and then when I transcribe it, I can kind of fill it out on my computer, and then I've got like, by the end of the week, I've got like, you know, 25, 30 jokes or whatever I'm doing. But so that really connected with that yesterday. I was like, man, that's what I do exactly. I mean, I don't do heroin, but our lives, right? I mean, they can. It's not guaranteed. In fact, I was even reading about, I read the trades, and this article came up, I'm sure you can find it, and it said, this guy named Tyler Gresham, who was an agent at APA, like died of colon cancer at like 54, they're saying, and I was his assistant for a few months when I worked at APA, and this guy busted his ass every day, and he got caught up with this whole Me Too stuff, and he got fired, and he resurfaced again. But I have, and I'm mentioning this because he actually helped get me my job at another agency. Like, I wrote this letter and it said, like, Theron Shetty's the best assistant I've ever had. I just wrote it myself. I was like, Tyler, can you sign this? And he's like, yeah, no problem. And he signed it for me. And then UTA actually called him and he gave me this glowing recommendation and they hired me. So he was directly responsible for me getting a job in the business. And man, I was kind of blown away. I was like, man, he was like a healthy guy. And you know, this cancer shit, man, it just comes at you, and drugs, and like, there's so many like just hurtling meteors coming at us at all time, right? Like it's like a video game almost, like just dodging these projectiles, and there's no guarantee that you're going to make it to the final level. Like, what is the final level? It's got me thinking about my own mortality. I don't welcome death, like I said before, but I'll accept it. And I'm here to make, you know, all this shit and this comedy stuff and make people laugh. And like, I was telling my brothers that, I was like, you know, out of the three of us, I think I'm going to go first because like they have families and stuff. But me, like, my will to live is based on like my work. Like, that's really my driving force, which I know sounds insane to some people, you know, but like, that's really it. My mom was my best friend. My dad is also a friend. But like, after they go, it's like, man, it's my work's everything. It still is. Like, that drives me, and I don't know. I was just thinking about all this stuff yesterday. as I was driving to this sparse comedy show where like one joke worked out of like 10. Remember, don't do drugs and get checked for colon cancer. That's the lesson for today. Have a great day. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.